Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will unlock the book The Energy Bus by John Gordon. Charlie was having a tough week. It seemed like everything that could go wrong did go wrong. First, his car broke down on his way to work, causing him to be late for an important meeting. Then, his computer crashed just as he was about to send out an important report to his boss. And if that wasn't enough, he spilled coffee all over himself, staining his favorite shirt. As Charlie sat in his office, feeling defeated and exhausted, he couldn't help but wonder why he was so unlucky. What was it about his life that seemed to attract negativity and setbacks? He had always considered himself a positive person, but lately, it seemed like he was trapped in a never-ending cycle of disappointments. That's when one of his coworkers, Sarah, walked into his office with a smile on her face. "Hey, Charlie, I just finished reading this incredible book called The Energy Bus by John Gordon," she said. "I think it could really help you turn things around." Curious, Charlie accepted the book and decided to give it a chance. Little did he know that The Energy Bus would completely transform his outlook on life. As Charlie delved into the pages of the book, he discovered the story of George, an ordinary guy facing many of the same challenges and struggles that he was currently experiencing. George, much like Charlie, was feeling overwhelmed and discouraged by the constant barrage of negativity. But as George's journey unfolded, Charlie realized that there was something different about this story. It wasn't just a self-help book filled with generic advice and cliches. The Energy Bus was a powerful allegory that skillfully portrayed the impact of positive energy and mindset on an individual's success and happiness. Through his encounters with various characters, George learned valuable lessons about the power of positivity, the importance of having a clear vision, and the significance of building strong relationships. Each chapter of the book provided Charlie with practical strategies and tools that he could apply to his own life. One of the most memorable moments in the book was when George met Joy, a bus driver who radiated an infectious positive energy. Despite facing her own challenges, Joy remained optimistic and enthusiastic, uplifting everyone around her. Inspired by Joy's example, Charlie realized that he could choose to be a positive force in his own life and in the lives of others. The more Charlie read, the more he began to implement the principles and practices outlined in The Energy Bus. He started his days with a positive mindset, embracing each challenge as an opportunity for growth. He surrounded himself with supportive and like-minded individuals who encouraged him to stay on the bus of positivity. And most importantly, he made a conscious effort to cultivate gratitude and spread joy wherever he went. The results were nothing short of miraculous. Charlie began to notice improvements in every area of his life. His career started to flourish as he approached every task with enthusiasm and determination. His relationships deepened as he fostered genuine connections through kindness and empathy. And most importantly, Charlie's own sense of fulfillment and happiness skyrocketed as he embraced the power of positive energy. As you embark on your own journey through The Energy Bus, get ready to be inspired and empowered. John Gordon's words will challenge you to examine your own mindset and ask yourself if you are truly living a life filled with positive energy. Through captivating storytelling and practical wisdom, The Energy Bus will guide you towards a life of purpose, passion, and unlimited potential. Get ready to hop on the bus and experience the transformative power of positive energy. We will now explore the top three key concepts from the book in the forthcoming text. 1. Attitude is the driving force that determines our success and happiness in life. 2. We have the power to choose our mindset and perspective, and this choice impacts our energy and the way we navigate challenges. 3. Building a positive, supportive, and enthusiastic team is essential for creating a thriving and successful work environment. Gordon urges readers to take responsibility for their own attitudes and choose to be positive, no matter the circumstances. He emphasizes that attitude is a choice we make every day and that we have control over how we respond to challenges and setbacks. By adopting a positive attitude, we can overcome obstacles, find solutions, and ultimately achieve success and happiness. To illustrate the power of attitude, Gordon shares another story in the book. He introduces the character of Ben, who is faced with a difficult situation at work. Instead of letting this setback crush his spirit, Ben chooses to adopt a positive attitude and view it as an opportunity for growth and learning. He approaches the situation with determination and resilience, refusing to let it define him or hold him back. As a result, Ben not only finds a creative solution to the problem, but also gains the respect and admiration of his colleagues. This example demonstrates that our attitude is not only a driving force for our own success, but also influences how others perceive and respond to us. Furthermore, Gordon explains that a positive attitude not only affects our professional lives, but also our personal relationships. He shares the story of Martha, who is struggling to connect with her teenage daughter. Whenever they spend time together, Martha is often distracted and negative, focusing on all the problems and challenges in her life. This negative attitude creates tension and distance between them. However, when Martha realizes the impact of her attitude on their relationship, she decides to make a change. She starts approaching their time together with positivity, actively listening to her daughter, and showing interest in her life. As a result, their relationship improves, and they grow closer than ever before. This example highlights how our attitude can either strengthen or weaken our relationships and underscores the importance of choosing a positive mindset. In addition to emphasizing the power of attitude, Gordon also provides practical strategies for cultivating and maintaining a positive attitude. He encourages readers to start their day with positive affirmations, visualizing their success, and setting intentions for the day. He also suggests surrounding oneself with positive people and practicing gratitude regularly. By incorporating these strategies into our daily lives, we can train our minds to focus on the positive, even in the face of adversity. Overall, The Energy Bus is a compelling and insightful book that reminds readers of the power of attitude to shape our lives. Through relatable stories and practical advice, John Gordon inspires readers to take control of their attitudes and choose positivity. By doing so, we can overcome obstacles, build strong relationships, and ultimately lead happier and more successful lives.
Wie viele Kaffees waren es heute schon? Kaffee spielt im Leben vieler eine sehr große Rolle. Und das nicht nur zu Hause oder im Café, sondern auch am Arbeitsplatz. Dafür gibt es Lavazza Professional. Kaffee am Arbeitsplatz, der genauso lecker schmeckt wie in eurem Lieblingscafé. Die perfekte Kaffeelösung für jede Art von Unternehmen. Klein, mittel, groß. Ihr habt auf jeden Fall einen Kaffee, der schmeckt. Die richtige Motivation für eure Arbeitstage. Alle Infos zu Lavazza Professional findet ihr auf lavazzapro.de mit allen Kaffeelösungen für euer Büro.
Was zum Teufel, du Bastard? Du bist tot, du kleiner Hundeficker.
Und dieser kleine Hundeficker, das ist unser Werner. Ein ganz normaler Berliner Kleinstkrimineller, der dann aber im Knast das Ding seines Lebens dreht.
Una Fantastica Risetta Perla Pizza.
Er klaut seinem Zellengenossen ein Pizzarezept, aber nicht irgendeins. Und mit dem eröffnet Werner dann die beste Pizzeria Berlins. Doch Werners Glück ist nur von kurzer Dauer, denn es hagelt Probleme. Werners Pizzaparadies. Erstmals großes Kino- und Podcast-Format mit fetter Starbesetzung. Alina But, Kida Ramadan, Edin Hasanovic, Oliver Koritke, Ralf Richter, Ben Becker, Winfried Glatzeder, Anna Schmidt und viele mehr. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. 14. Mai ist Release von Werners Pizzaparadies. Abonniert die Scheiße jetzt sofort, sonst verpasst ihr was. Los schon, ich kann euch nicht sehen. Wo abonniert ihr die Kacke? Jetzt macht schon, mach!
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.